It's time for the Savor Food Podcast with Southwest Florida's favorite chef, Matt Geiger. Well, hello, Matt.
What's going on, Charlie? It's been a while, huh?
Long time no see. For your listeners and viewers, I'm Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show. And yes, we are here with Chef Matt in the Savor studio. So how are things over there, man? You've been through a lot.
It's been a while. We kind of had a hiatus after, Hurricane Ian.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a putting back together after that. But, we're still here. We're still kicking. We're still bringing in business and are busier than ever. So,
yeah.
I just had needed to wrap my head around a few things before we started recording again. And I'm glad to be continuing with this finally.
And you had quite a year. You were sharing. How many events did you do last year?
Last year, in total, we did over 150 events and served over 10,000 people. I couldn't be happier. I didn't even know. I was just working, and then we did the numbers for the end of the year, and I was like, "Holy cow!" Wow. We're getting there. So I'm really proud of my team and everybody that's helped out for sure.
And during all that, you're also working on the new location. How's that coming along?
Yep, I would say we're less than 2 months out. 2 months out, roughly, and after the hurricane, they gave all the permit and all that stuff to, people that were in need. And I totally get it. But now we're up and going again. We have our permits going and, people should be starting again this week. And, I see us being in there in less than 2 months. Maybe our coffee shop that we're opening might take a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
But to get into the building and get our, get our gears in motion over there. I think we're only a couple months away.
Yeah.
Very exciting. That's going to be a game changer for everything. We're going to be able to offer, pickup orders and, a few different things, doing cooking lessons. And there's just going to be a lot of stuff we can offer at the new location that we can't now. So very exciting.
So for listeners and viewers wondering, so we're recording this mid-February. I guess it's February 13th, 2023. Mm-hmm. So 2 months, we're talking April, May-ish, depending on delays and all that. So very, very exciting.
Yeah, super, super exciting. I think what are we talking about? We're talking about...
Speaking of exciting, I'm going to share, as I shared with you, our listeners, we had a little, not surprise, I mean, we saw it coming. Engaged and... So this topic, like all the topics, I'm taking notes, but especially what not to do when planning a wedding. I want to tap into your intel, Matt.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. And congratulations, by the way. That's exciting, too, to have, have your kids get married. I'm sure. Mine are still a ways away from that. But, it'll happen soon enough. There's lots of things, when you're planning a wedding, everybody, chances are you haven't done it before, not for everybody, but chances are you've never done it before. So going in blind isn't a bad thing, and trusting your vendors is a good thing. So, I guess the first topic that I would say to people, things not to do, would don't take time for granted. You think, we're going to be engaged for 2 years. We have plenty of time, or we're going to be engaged for a year. We're not going to get married till, for 15 months. And we hear it all the time. It's like, well, know from one wedding professional that venues book out 1, sometimes 2 years in advance. Sometimes even longer for some stuff. So if you want a specific venue, lock in the date, even if it's 2 years away, because that date will go. And there's only so many Saturdays. Yeah. There's like 40 Saturdays during wedding season in Florida. That's it. They can only do 40. And there's about 10,000 weddings a day in the area. So it goes very fast.
1,000 a day.
Lord. Yeah, it's wild. You don't even think about it, but I mean, in our area, just in Southwest Florida, we have over 300-400 wedding venues. If you're counting hotels and golf resorts and beaches and actual wedding venues and other stuff. There's well over 300. That's 300 a weekend. Wow. Right? That's 300 that happens every Saturday. So, you know, however you want to do the math, thousands of weddings a day. So to think that you wait 6 months out from your wedding, don't do it. Why chance? You know, and that goes, that coincides with, especially like catering for me, usually you want to get your venue first, because your venue is going to dictate whether or not you can use an outside caterer or outside vendor or whatever. You know, if you're getting married at the Ritz-Carlton, everything's in-house. There, your cake's coming from them, your catering's coming from them, your bar's coming from them, everything's coming from the Ritz-Carlton. Mm-hmm. Going to a, you know, a wedding venue like La Finca or A-Line Ranch, and they allow outside vendors, typically on the, their preferred vendor list, but then you have a little bit of freedom to go out and find, you know, a vendor that you're comfortable with, you know? And, yeah, don't take time for granted. Cause after people take their, get their venues, typically catering should be next, because that's the thing that we're booking out, you know, November of 2024. Right now, we already have a couple of dates that are out, you know, and not all the dates, not most of the dates, but the dates that matter. People want like fun dates, like 11-11 or, you know, 12-12, or they want those that are palindrome dates that are the same forwards and backwards. Those are these dates. There's so many things. There's so many things. So to think that you have time when you're a year out, at least get your vendors locked in. If you found a photographer that you love, or a vendor that you, or a caterer that you, you know, you've seen them at a show, or we do a lot of wedding shows. So you see them at a show, you like their food or whatever, get something to them to lock in the date. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing I want to do as a caterer, you know, sometimes we have 3 or 4 or 5 proposals on one Saturday, and we only do 2 in a day. Now there's other caterers that do a lot more. Mm-hmm. We stick with 2. And the last thing I want to do is call on someone and say, sorry, you know, your date is full after working with you for like a month, you know, getting into that happy place. You know, I can't turn someone away. You get it. Yeah. So definitely don't take time for granted. Even if you're not 100% what you want from them, but you want them, get them locked in.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you guys are probably going through this stuff right now, trying to find vendors and, yeah, it's a tough thing. It could be very overwhelming.
Yeah, it fortunately not for me.
Oh yeah. Oh, so your wife, is she the one handling most of the stuff?
It is, and one, a shout out to you, your team, Mitchie in particular. I mean, within and you've talked about this in previous podcast episodes. But you know, there's talk and then there's action. And the talk was, hey, we get right back to, as soon as someone has an inquiry, someone on the team gets right back, and you guys did. And, you know, we dealt with Mitchie, not you. So they didn't really know, you know, who we were. The communication has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, the challenge on our end is there are multiple hands in the basket. And as you know, it's a 3-hour trip, and you guys were kind enough to say, hey, you know, we'll do it, but you know, it's a big ass. Not that Mitchie said that, but we know.
Typically, you know, and I got to put this out there for everybody, we get asked, especially now that you put it out there to the world. But typically we wouldn't travel that far.
Yep.
But, you know, given the time of year, Florida June weddings, it's not a thing. You know, there's a few stragglers here and there, but majority of wedding season ends in May. So it was perfect for you guys. You know, we love you guys, and it's slow for us. And I'm like, you know, it's a good excuse to go get a change of scenery and get out and do something else. And we're excited. Actually, my whole staff's excited. Like, oh, we're going to Deerfield. They're just excited for something new. And you know what I mean? And so we're going to rock it, but definitely don't typically go that far. You know, we'll go up to Lake Placid and, Port Charlotte, and you know, that 2-hour mark is where we usually cap it. But no, for you guys, I was like, just do it. We got nothing that week. Let's just, you know, let's take care of them, you know? so we appreciate the business too. So Mitchie was first called me to say, these people want something in Deerfield. Do we go that far? I said, no. And then I got an email from Barb and I'm like, wait, Mitchie, come back. So, if they're handling it, you know that it can be pretty daunting task to plan a wedding. And that's, you shouldn't take your vendors for granted. You know, they do them all. We're doing 1 to 3 weddings a weekend.
Yeah.
Trust us. Yeah. You know, and that's another thing that I would say is don't go into your wedding thinking that you know more than the 10 vendors that you hired, the officiants, that everybody's done this enough times, hopefully, that you get some people that care and want to make the day run smooth. And so trust them and what their feedback. And don't be afraid to reach out during the whole planning process. We tell everybody, even if it doesn't have to do with catering, like if you have something like, should my officiant be doing this, or you think another vendor is doing something weird, reach out to us. Even though we're caterers, we see the whole picture all the time. So if once you're working with us, we want to get you guys squared away.
Yeah.
We don't want you to have any worries or anything. It's got to be a smooth, easygoing day.
Yeah.
You know,
and having that peace of mind, you know, even if it is 2 years out or a year out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Locked in and yeah.
Plus from a financial standpoint, and I tell everybody this, you know, depending on what their financial standpoint is, but you don't want to get hit with all your vendors at one time. You know, try to pay them off, you know, periodically for that year, for that 2 years. So you're not stuck with this huge bill at the very end of the tunnel. I mean, it can be daunting, you know, $5,000 here, $10,000 here, $3,000 there. It's like, oh shit. Now I gotta pay off. Like I should have planned this better, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a good one that I didn't necessarily think of when we were preparing for this podcast, but like, don't hold off on your payments.
Yeah, it is.
You know, get them in. And, you know, and speaking of like finances and stuff, we get people that call all the time that say, oh, we don't have a budget, right? Don't say that. Don't say that. Cause you do have a budget and you might not know you have a budget. But once you get into this, and especially if you haven't done it before, you don't even know what the service costs. Yeah. Like before I got, granted, I work with a lot of photographers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I had no idea how much photography was. I had no clue before I got married. You know, you're talking a swing between $1,500 to $2,000 to $8,000 or $9,000 for photography. I mean, the swing is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea. And I'm in the business. So for sure, if you're not in the business, you probably don't know how much it is. So, you know, don't go around telling all your vendors and your wedding planner, we don't have a budget. Cause you do,
you do.
Yeah. And even if you have a large budget, have something for each vendor. I mean, there's so many calculators and tools and things that you can find out average costs of stuff, and having some sort of starting point helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know, now,
you know, that brings up a kind of a side question, Matt.
Yeah.
Wedding planners, I'm sure you work with a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Does a wedding planner get into the catering side? Is it better to, I mean, just from a time saving standpoint?
I guess it depends on the planner, I guess. But for the most part, the planners that we work with that trust us and we work a lot with kind of stay out of the way a little bit when it comes to the catering, which it makes sense. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to have that middle person versus we just send stuff directly to the client.
Okay.
You know, so to have some, like, for instance, you guys have been talking to Mitchie a lot directly, right? Back and forth. Yep. You call her, she answers, she emails. It's like, it's quick. When you get a wedding planner involved, you have to almost give like a day or 2 days or, you know, hopefully not longer than that, but for it to go through the wedding planner looking over it, and the wedding planner sending it to you, and then you making some adjustments or whatever and talking to the wedding planner about it, and then the wedding planner sending it back to us. And then by the time it gets back to us, maybe the things that you guys talked about aren't even realistic.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as wedding planners go, they're the ones that are going to know which vendors to use and make your life easier when it comes to picking. Because in our area, there's got to be, I don't know, let's just say an easy 100 caterers, easy, right? There's probably 500 photographers.
You know,
300 venues, 200 DJs, you know, 300 florists. You know what I mean? Where do you start? You know, so getting a wedding planner is going to cut all of that time down, because typically they have people that they work with over and over and over again, and they know which things work better for which people. You know, not everybody does beach weddings, not everybody does barn weddings, that kind of thing. And the planner is going to know that.
Yeah.
So I say having a planner is a plus, you know, but if you have a good caterer or two, they should be able to help out with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I list out, I try to make it as easy for our clients as possible. And when they go on our website, you know, they can see all the venues that were allowed in or were preferred at right off the bat. So if they are thinking of a venue still, like say they saw us at a wedding show and they have to have our catering. Well, it's limited, because again, if you work at a hotel or you do anything like that, you can't use us. So we list that out for you. We also have on our website DJs that we like. We also have on our website planners that we like. We also have on our website florists that we like and rentals, you know, and the lists for all of them are equal, but these are people that we work with on a regular basis. Things go smooth when we work together, because we're so used to being around each other. We know what everybody else is going to be doing, because not all vendors are the same. Not all DJs do the same thing. Not all wedding planners do the same thing, you know? So when you go on our website, I want you to use that as a tool and say, okay, he trusts these guys. We should at least give him a call, you know, because you're just going to set your event for up for success.
Yeah.
You don't want to be running around like crazy. There's wedding planners that, you know, obviously I'm not going to name them, but they're just messy. You know, they leave boxes of stuff and there's people coming in and it's like, okay, this stuff should have been set up an hour ago. You know, it's a, such a pet peeve of mine to set up like a nice dinner setup and stuff, and there's stuff everywhere, you know, and people are walking to the ceremony. It's like, oh, put those boxes away, you know? So, you know, but yeah, I wouldn't say don't use a wedding planner, you know, even if it's for day of coordination. You know, to answer your question, I would still get one for day of coordination, because that helps. You know, which actually brings me to another point. Don't have family or friends work your wedding. We see this so much.
Really?
So much. And it every time, you know, not every time is like terrible, but every time it's something.
And what is it? They get distracted with all the fun, and
you know, it, a lot of things, you know. So, you know, and I'll give a couple examples. We've had people where their friends officiate them, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, you know, a stout grandfather or someone that's that gets the point, whatever. But sometimes it's like your childhood friend woman that's crying at the altar while you while she's trying to marry you too. You know, and it's super distracting from the wedding, you know? So, you know, and that's just like an officiating standpoint. And we also get people that go, okay, well, they're going to be our day of coordinator. Okay. Have they done it before? Because it's more than just sending someone down the aisle, right? A day of coordinator keeps a timeline from when people arrive to when they sit at the ceremony to when they break for cocktail hour. For when they sit down to dinner, for when cake cutting is going to be, for when dances are going to be, for when speeches are going to be, for all this stuff. That's a day of coordinator.
Yeah.
Your friend is not going to do that.
Yeah.
you know,
and it's not fair to your friend. I mean,
and that's another great point. And I'm always telling them, because we have them say, oh, our friend's going to bartend. It's like,
really?
Oh my God. You have no, I get all this stuff. Obviously we wouldn't supply the booze. We wouldn't, if you're going to have your friend bartend, that's on you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to think that, you know, when we go, that it's our job,
right?
You know, we might have fun or whatever, but our first and only priority is to make sure everything goes good for you and your friends and your family and your loved ones. That's our job. Your friend, after a couple hours, is going to go, I want to go out there, hang out, and enjoy the party.
Yeah, you know? There's that cute girl again. I think it's time to go say
something,
hi.
And, you know,
bar closed.
and I get it. It's usually from like a money standpoint or something like that. But figure it out. To have a friend work your wedding is like, they're not going to be able to enjoy your wedding.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm telling you, I get asked all the time, or they say, oh, I have a friend doing this. The worst one I think is, oh, my friend's DJing it. A DJ doesn't just play music. A DJ is the one that helps the coordinator move people along from cocktail hour to dinner. They're the ones that make the announcements and do first dances. And the DJ is the one that keeps the pace, the delivery to to the guests. The coordinator keeps the timeline, and then the DJ relays that timeline to the guests. Yeah. Okay, now it's time for cake cutting. Okay, now it's time for dinner. Or everybody stay seated. The people are going to come around your tables and release one at a time to the buffet. Like, your DJ does this kind of stuff at the wedding. You and a friend's doing it. They're just standing back. They're just playing on their phone, you know, doing whatever. It's like, come on, man. Like, let your friends enjoy the wedding and stop having your friends work your wedding, man. That's crazy. You know, it happens a lot. And so I hope you take a little bit from this so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to go to Barb tonight and be like, okay, today I learned a bunch of stuff.
But that's a really good point. You know, at a minimum, have someone managing the day that isn't related to the wedding.
You know, and I don't know anybody on that coast, but it's, you just want someone to have an objective view of the day that's not going to get distracted by their other friends and family.
Yeah. Someone who's in charge, right?
Yeah, their focus is you guys.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's and I see a lot of stuff.
Yeah. All right. So what not to do? Well, don't wait. You know, book your place, book your caterer, your venue, you know, photographer, whatever it is, so you don't lose out on that date, even if it's 2 years or more out there.
Oh yeah.
So then, you know, certainly the wedding planner, or at a minimum, the day of the event coordinator, if I said that right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the day of coordinator.
So don't go in blind. And definitely don't hire Uncle Larry to be your bartender or
why is everybody hammered right now?
What did he put in these?
It's not even dinner yet. I know. Yeah, definitely don't hold off on giving deposits and, you know.
Yep.
Said,
good.
What else did I say? I said don't have family, hold off on the deposits, don't hire friends or family.
Yep. Leave it to the professionals, I guess.
Yeah, and not everybody can afford the extravagant wedding, but you don't have to have an extravagant wedding just to have people take your wedding seriously.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need the $40,000-$50,000 wedding.
Yeah.
You know, but to have one person, I don't know how much day of coordinator is. I would assume under a grand, but to me, under a grand, if you're putting 10 or more thousand on your wedding day, to have everything go smoothly the whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not stressed.
You know, and I would also, you know what, here's another one, is this is kind of a thing to do, is like vet your vendors, you know, like they're see if they have any other vendor try to make sure that they work well with other vendors, because okay. or what other vendors think about them, because yeah. for instance there's a couple transportation places in town, and on two separate occasions I've had crazy circumstances mm-hmm. where they weren't there at the end of the night to take everybody back to the hotel. 50 something people just standing in a barn with no way to get like we're talking 15 miles away in the middle of nowhere, and there's no bus there, and they never came.
Oh my
goodness. You know, so you want to know this stuff, and your vendors are going to hopefully be honest with you about these things, you know, not necessarily talking ill of people, but past experiences with people.
Yeah.
You know, we certainly would like that, people to tell everybody their past experience with us, good or bad or whatever. And it's, so that's happened two times with the transportation to where and actually it happens pretty regularly that like someone's late, like the bride or the groom's late, 'cause they get a limo to the wedding or this or that. It's like, you know, make sure that stuff is on lock before the day of months before the day of
the things you've seen.
Yeah.
Goodness. This has really been helpful. I know to your listeners, certainly for us, and man, good stuff, Matt. Wow. Yeah. Took a long time off, but you made up for it in this content.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that this would be a good thing to get us back going and get us on a schedule again. And, you know, we've been doing so many weddings lately and wedding shows, and, you know, we hear this stuff. So now that I'm doing this podcast, I'm out in the real world. I'm like, oh, that'd be a good podcast idea. And, you know, write it down real quick. And, you know, and I'm sure we'll do another one of these, you know, what not to do with another list later down the road, because there's probably a lot more.
Love it.
You know, but preparing everybody and educating everybody is something that I think that the community could use.
Yeah. Well, Matt, really great seeing you again. And we'll see you real soon. And for your listeners, I know what they go back to the beginning. The coffee shop is going to be opening soon, somewhere in the April, May 2023 range.
Yep.
And then will you have the same phone number for the coffee shop as the catering, or will
it be? Yeah. For now, everything's going to be pretty much tied together. And, you know, maybe after we get there for a little bit, you know, once the coffee shop opens, it's going to need its own contact info. Yeah. And, you know, at that time, we'll definitely tell the viewers how to reach out to us, but very excited.
Yep. And for listeners who want to get help, get on Matt's list, even if it's 5 years down the road, probably if you were in business, in 1990, and not that you want a 10-year engagement, but probably
someone might get a little bored and want to leave at that point. Like, are you going to commit or what? We've been engaged for 5 years.
But, you know, to get married on what was it? You know, the December 31st, 1999, and be maybe it was at 12:01 a.m.
If you want any New Year's, 2 years in advance. If you want New Year's Day, that's the number one day.
Yeah, that's great. Know?
So, but this has been great. I really appreciate it, and definitely we'll have to do it again soon.
Sounds great. See you then, Matt.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Savor Food Podcast. To learn more about Savor First Choice Catering, go to SavorFirstChoiceCatering.com. That's Savor, SAVOUR, First, FIRST, Choice, CHOICE, Catering, CATERING.com, or call 239-351-5547.